What you did at this part of that training camp, especially the long one you had the extra week, is it more difficult to get the players' attention at this point in camp or no?
No, I don't think so. I actually think it's the opposite right now for us. I think that our players understand that, you know, we're close on a couple of things. When we're talking about progress, you know, you get to a certain thing and you have to turn it over. I think the players understand that we're close. They understand that if we feel that way or if we're talking about how long this is or it's an exciting time. So the longer we keep going, the longer we keep practicing, the more excited we're getting. Because we're getting better in all these situations, you know, that we need to do. And then now we need to do that on the field. That's why we're excited to go back and play at home. You know, we haven't been home, you know, for a long time. And we've played well at home in the past. And, you know, we love being there and around our fans. So I think it's the opposite. I think you're going to see him being even more excited.
Doug, given that the second to last preseason game is the indicator, best indicator of what your team's going to look like, is it too soon to be talking about bounce back performances based on how your first unit, the offense or the defense, did in Pittsburgh?
The way I'm going to try to answer this question this way is that we're looking for progress and getting better. When we use the term bounce back, it's almost like we've been disappointed in everything. And I think there's been areas that, you know, we've been excited about, you know, being able to stop the run. Obviously, we gave up some big plays the other day. And then offensively, we've been moving the football, but we haven't scored as much as obviously we need to. So we want to progress in those things. Now, what's tough for us is that we're still not showing every single thing and truly game planning, and it's not an excuse. You want to be able to execute and just make plays. So again, I think, you know, what I'm looking for is to get out there, get our guys ready to play for the season, win a football game, obviously that's the first thing, and then make sure that the plays that we're running that we can execute and see our ability rise up in the situations like third downs and red zones, and try to see a little change of focus, a change of demeanor, and then somebody making a play. So I think that's what I'm looking for in this next game.
How much is there maybe, because the last preseason game, guys go out there and they warm up and they're out, that there's a little more emphasis on this game?
Yeah, I think whatever philosophy you have, and I would agree, most people do that, there's a little bit more emphasis on this game. But, you know, I think it's very difficult to say, hey, this is going to be who we are if you're not fully in 110% game planning the heck out of it, okay? But, you know, there is some game planning involved. Don't get me wrong. So my point is we're not out of the water from I'm looking closely at this last preseason game as maybe playing. How much, I don't know. But I am looking to that game as playing players. So for me, I'm looking to see where we are progressing. You know, the continuity of the line, you know, playing together, I think we may put them in for that last game. I mean, I haven't made a decision on that yet. So we're still up in the air on exactly the last preseason game, where I agree, it's been kind of warm up, not dress them and go ahead and play. But I think this year we may change a little bit. I'm leaning towards that right now.
Hey, Coach, you went into the offseason talking about identifying some core special teamers.
Yes.
These last two preseason games, are these like critical for finding that group? Do you play guys who you think might be those?
No, I think we have that group. Yeah, I think we have that group, and we'll just wait. You know, obviously we're still in a process, but I feel very comfortable about the guys that we have identified right now. And I think when the roster's set and we get down to the final cuts, we'll talk about, you know, that role for those players.
Coach, were you able to at all specifically focus on 40 today in terms of his progress and how he's ramping?
I'm not really too worried about him from a standpoint of his ability to play. I just look at him more from the conditioning standpoint, not having been out there. So that's how I just, you know, watch him condition-wise, and we've been watching the reps. We take him out for a couple, and we're working him back in.